This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living at Empower Radio. Yeah, this must be my month of yoga. A couple of weeks ago, I interviewed my friend Ann Fancy, and this week I have the honor of interviewing Beth James again. Beth joined me on the show about a year ago, and I was super excited to have her back on. She is a yoga teacher, among many other things, and really is one of the most amazing people I know. She radiates love and authenticity, you know. So instead of like doing the deep dive on her bio, here's a bit from her homepage. I'm on a mission to love so boldly every moment of this precious life, to heal all of my old wounds so that I may shine like the free being that I am. My mission includes you. I invite you on this journey to be bold and brave and to go deeper. Together, we are better, stronger, more powerful than any other force, the force of human consciousness. Wow. Like, I loved that. And as you tune in and listen to Beth today, I think you're going to love it too. So welcome to Soulful Living, Beth.
Hi, Terry. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
You're welcome. You know, when I read that on my page, I thought to myself, that's really what we all want, right? We want to be connecting to the force of human consciousness, and we want to love boldly. Only so many people don't realize it. And I loved that it was part of your personal mission to awaken people to that understanding.
Oh gosh, you know, I wrote that so long ago. I was just remembering writing it, and I was like, thank you. It's amazing. I agree. I think ultimately that's what everybody, what we were all born with. And then however you want to look at it, whether we go a little bit of sleep or we bury it down inside of us, I mean, it's, you know, everybody has the potential to connect to that. And I believe every soul does want that. Some souls may be almost, you know, still a little unconscious or a little bit unaware that that's there for them and that they want that. But yeah, I truly believe that everyone here on this planet, you know, that is their mission at some point in their journey of being in a body, is to awaken and remember who we really are.
Well, and I from my understanding, like in your own yoga practice and when you teach, those are the elements that you bring to it, right? It's not just about yoga and the asana. It's really the whole package, right? So you're moving your body, but you're also diving in deep to your own sense of feeling connected, you know, to yourself, to your mat, to your community.
Yeah, and I feel like in my own journey teaching and practicing yoga, it's been this journey of, you know, it does take you deeper if you're willing to let it go deeper. So the poses are great. I just had a class morning and they did a lot of poses, and you know, they're great for so many reasons, and they're really though meant to be these tools to deepen our awareness. You know, for some of us in the beginning, and who knows how long the beginning is. I mean, you know, how long are you in a beginner? So it could be a very long time. But in the beginning, the poses is a tool to help you maybe create space where you haven't had space, right? Or open up an area of the body that you haven't opened, or just feel different as energy moves within your body. And then as those things happen and these poses and these tools, then something does kind of shift and, you know, awakenings start to happen. And then it's almost naturally the next step kind of takes you more into this place of discovery, because now you're aware of aspects of yourself and, you know, opportunities of what you do with your body that maybe you weren't aware of before. So to me, I mean, that's what's really inspiring about teaching yoga, not like teaching asana. I mean, I love asana. There's so many great asanas that help us feel good in our body, and it's just a great tool for like the health of our body. But it's so much more than just like feeling healthy in like our physical body to me. And that's, you know, what really like makes me excited and passionate about like still teaching yoga after a decade or so of doing that.
Well, not only teaching it, you really, you know, stepped out in a big way by creating Barefoot and Free Yoga, an international, well, a retreat here in our community that people from all over the world can attend and be a part of. So let's talk a little bit about what inspired you for Barefoot and Free and really what it's all about.
Yeah, thanks. It's all about things that I love that are these tools that help me be connected to that authentic place, practices and all the elements of what I think helps us be really connected to who we are. So obviously yoga is a really big one, but the other inspiration and kind of like the great seed that was really able to be sprouted for Barefoot is the nature and the park. So it's in this really beautiful spot, and it's not really far from the city. One of my favorite things every summer is people from our area come to Barefoot, and they haven't been there yet, and they're just surprised that it's there and that it's so beautiful and it's so peaceful. And, you know, nature is so healing, and I think in our world right now, even more so than ever, to give people this chance to disconnect from our sort of like technologically busy, distracted, you know, kind of anxiety like ridden environments. And you get the chance to be immersed and be in the woods and be by a river. And, you know, we have a sauna, we have fires, and you can camp there. And you can walk, you know, on the barefoot, on your bare feet, and just be in nature's elements. There's not really anything else around there but the woods. And that alone, I feel like, is deeply healing. But then we mix things with presenters like you and yoga and Reiki and meditation and artists and music and sound healing and chakras and crystals. And then you have just this beautiful, it's like this great, you have all the tools right there for you. So ideally, you know, it's this launch point for people where they can be immersed, they can have this weekend of relaxation, and then they can take some of these things. Maybe they meet a teacher, you know, maybe they're called to take up something that they get a little taste of from the weekend, and they can use it to really enhance their life.
I love that you used the word taste. I tell people all the time, taste it, try it, get a feel for it. You know, I mean, there's so many different varieties of things that are available in life. And last year, I remember one of the couples that was there, I think her name was Laura. She was a sound meditation teacher, and her and her partner have worked with some really big name musicians and artists. And I sat down with a couple of my friends and we laid within their tent and listened to the tones of the bowls that they were using. And I felt like I was transported. You know, here I am in nature listening to the sound of these Tibetan bowls, and I felt like I was transported someplace else. And I know that the two people that I was with felt the same. It was really amazing. And I had never tasted anything like that, right? It was just so cool. So I really appreciated that there were so many different varieties of tools, of experiences available there in one setting. And we don't connect with nature often enough. Let me rephrase that. Most people, especially people in the city, they don't connect with nature enough. So it's such a beautiful environment for that to happen.
Well, yeah. And it's, you know, we have these, these layers of things that is society and like our lifestyle that kind of layer upon layer, like stack against us from really feeling authentically connected. And I found in my own experience in my life, and, you know, being a teacher for 10 years and meeting, you know, in that regard, I meet a lot of people, and I get to talk to a lot of people in a more intimate way as a yoga teacher, you know, in a kind of more How are you in your spirit? How are you in your health? How are you in your happiness of your life kind of way? And I've just observed that over and over again, that you're right. Most people aren't getting enough of that. And that becomes another layer that's kind of keeping you further disconnected from yourself, which then makes us feel more disconnected from everybody else. And then we're kind of in this smaller limbic brain, you know, egoic part of us that really isn't meant to be like how we're leading outward in our life. And if we're in that too long, then it's almost like we don't even know how to get out because we think that's all that there is. So yeah, I love the different tastes as well, because at different points in your life and on your journey, a teacher will speak to you differently than another teacher. So, you know, I try really hard. We have so many amazing people from just this area that teach different styles of yoga coming, because even within yoga alone, you know, you might have taken one yoga class and you thought, oh, that didn't really resonate with me, whatever the teacher said, I didn't connect to. But you could go to a different style, or even the same style for your different teacher, and the way they say it, or the small direction, the way they suggest it, totally works for you, right? And totally you connect. And now you're feeling something where with someone else in a different style or a different point in your life weren't. That was another really big inspiration for me with barefoot, is that, you know, it's really easy to just kind of get stuck in like what you think you know, and that's all that there is. But the reality is there's so many different ways to start to access this place inside where you'll feel connected. And I'm so excited to bring these people that are doing that all together, right? To give people all these tastes and varieties and just a chance to explore something maybe they want to do on their own. But when they come to the weekend, okay, here's this workshop, I'm already here, you know, I'll give this a try.
Yeah, and really have an opportunity to connect in with so many different people at the same time. In the beginning of our conversation here, you said you used the word beginning. You know, you talked about a beginner at yoga. I mean, I personally feel like I am a beginner at everything, because there's so much out there to know, to see, to taste, to feel, to do, right? I feel like I know nothing comparatively to what is out there, and I'm always in beginner mode. I really love that there's an opportunity to try the different teachers, because I agree with you 100% that you're not going to resonate with everybody. My husband came with me to yoga and he did not like it at all. And I really felt like a big part of it was the teacher. In fact, he went to two different teachers, and he's extremely competitive. So he couldn't get with the program the first time, you know, he felt like he was being judged, as opposed to going to somebody that was a little bit softer and a little bit more experienced in working with somebody that has never really done yoga before, providing them that kind of beginner's experience. And I love that even that is a part of Barefoot and Free.
I love that story about your husband, because I feel like in my own experience, that's always the case when I kind of investigate with someone that says, oh, you know, I tried yoga and I didn't like it. I'm like, well, what was class like? What was the teacher like? And yeah, it's not a one size fits all. I mean, there's however many trillion of us on this planet. We're not always going to jive with the same flavors, but there's enough teachers out there and styles out there where I almost guarantee, you know, if we're willing to be open, we will find that person that resonates the way they share the message. And I think that this weekend at Barefoot provides that chance, because there's a lot of different expressions. One thing that I tell the teachers that's really important to me when I'm looking for who comes and creating the schedule is I want them to be offering like what's their medicine, right? I want them to be offering like what are they passionate about teaching and doing, and offering that for people. Because when you're really excited about what you're doing, when you're living from this place of authenticity, it's going to be best received from that way, right? Like when you're really doing what you want to be doing and what's helped been healing for you. So I think that, you know, that's a big part of what these teachers bring and what makes it really special, and what's really exciting for me.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. So listeners, having a conversation with Beth James, you can find all of Beth's information on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio, as well as a promo code, Terry, 1T1E1R1I. If you're interested in attending Barefoot and Free, it's in Michigan at Proud Lake, right, Beth? At the Proud Lake State Park, and you can get a 15% off coupon, or just enter the promo code. You'll get 15% off your registration, and there's 2.5 days of amazing things to taste to help elevate your soul. So Beth, question. So if you're a beginner, if you're somebody that's really never tried yoga before, what are some of the things that they should look for?
Well, there's a lot of restorative or type classes, which are really great when you're a beginner because you're going to move a lot slower. And emphasis placed on a hatha or restorative class is much more, you know, about like calming your energy and relaxing your body and your mind. So there, you said that any yoga classes aren't meditative, but these ones would be more specifically meditative, and we have a lot of those. We also have a lot of what you were saying about the couple with the tent. They are coming back again, and they are offering, as well as quite a few others, quite a lot of sound healing classes, which have, you know, become, I think, I mean, I see them more now. I feel like all these things are becoming more popular as more and more people, I think, are realizing what's out there and these tools to utilize to really get more. My husband calls it the calm body, you know, really get in our calm body. And sound healing is great because you can be in meditation, you can be in just more of a laying down shavasana, and the vibration of these instruments are these tools to sort of tune your body and, you know, align your chakras. And just, and even if that's too woo for you and your beginnerness of yoga, just to help you feel calm and connected. And really, the healing is about, you know, changing the nervous system and the brainwave pattern to get you into this place where you're not in a fight or flight, right? When you're in this really relaxed state, we're in that relaxed state, we're more creative, we're just more expansive, and we're just more excited about being alive, you know? So many of us, so much of the time, we're in this, like, kind of heightened, anxious state. And those type of classes, will give you a taste at like what it feels like to be calm and to be chill. And the yoga asana part will be light. So it's not like you'll feel really intimidated that you don't know what's going on. I mean, we do have more descriptive and kind of, I don't want to say advanced, but you know, more specific classes that will be more built around like faster asana, deepening asana. Asana is the word for poses. So they're all available. But then plus, you could come to the weekend of Barefoot, and you could not even take a yoga class, and at each specific time when we have a workshop, you could do something that would be deep healing and fun or meditative or learning or inspirational talk, or like come to Terry's drumming class, right, and go to the sauna, swim in the river, and you would just have this amazing weekend, even if you kind of steered away from the like the physical yoga classes.
It's funny that you mentioned that too, because last year when I did my drum circle, there were people going by the river, and they, you know, a couple stopped and talked at the drum circle. And one of them had said that that's really what they came for. They came to just kind of raft in the river, experience the sound. And I think, one of the woman in the couple actually went to one of the yoga classes, but her husband didn't. And it was just so nice that they had such a collective of offerings to be able to do or not do, just relax and heal. And the element of sound infused with yoga can be such a cool experience. I think about when, you know, you figure years ago, maybe 20 years ago, yoga wasn't really even a popular tool here in the U.S. And now there's so many different styles and types, as you mentioned. And then when you infuse the sound into it, it really is becoming more popular as people are realizing that that combination of the movement and the vibration can really help elevate your soul, elevate your life. It's amazing.
I completely agree. It's amazing. One of the things that's fascinating to me is kind of like the East meets the West, or the ancient, just what these texts and tools have written about and passed on through human for thousands of years. And now the modern day, you know, the way they can study the brain and they can actually see the physiological, the brain with patterns changing, the chemistry, the hormones changing through these healing practices. And sound healing is a big one that's really fascinating to me, because it's really tangible results. And it really has the power to create this great, deep healing, relaxed state in your body. And how simple and how wonderful is that, right? You can just lay there and enjoy and have like a healing taking place through vibration, through sound. And I feel like that's such a beautiful thing for like the modern day American, the modern day Westerner, you know, lifestyle. So I definitely think that's a big reason why that is getting more popular. And my husband does. He calls them sound baths. So he's a musician and he's really big into the sound healing. So, you know, we have a crystal singing bowl and the singing bowls at our house. And yeah, it's been really good, you know, for our family and for us. And I'm planning, you know, I do retreats around the world. And the two that I'm doing this year, I'm trying to figure out a way to bring the crystal bowls, because they're so awesome, but they kind of take up a lot of space, because it's really perfect too when you're somewhere like a weekend festival or like a retreat and you're already kind of more in the state, like you want to chill, right? You're gonna be a little more relaxed. It's like an added layer.
Okay, so rewind. Let's talk about those retreats. We've got about 5 minutes left and I want to hear about that. What type of retreats are they and where are they?
The retreat I'm doing in October is in Morocco, and that retreat actually just has one spot left. And my friend said she's taking it, but she hasn't yet. So if you want to be relaxed, it's a goddess-only retreat. There'll be 20 women. If you want to take the last spot, you can hop over to barefootandfreeyoga.com and see the Morocco retreat. So that one I'm meeting with my friend Jamie Oldfield, who's just a super inspirational, also longtime yoga teacher. And we're taking women to a place outside of Marrakesh, Morocco. Mm. And then in February of 2020, I'm leading a retreat for men and women, and we're going back to one of my favorite places in the world where I've led a retreat before, to Bali. And I just cannot say enough about the spirit of Bali, the island of Bali, the people of Bali, the healing opportunity of being there. I love it. I thought about that island every day since I left 2 years ago and cannot wait to go back. I'm really, really stoked to go back there. It's just a very, I feel like islands are great portals in the earth, because they can kind of hold their own energy, you know, just being surrounded by water. And in particularly like volcanic islands, because it's like this explosion that came from earth up, and it creates and houses like a really powerful energy. And so I've always noticed that. I feel like I've always been really sensitive to earth energy. And I love islands. And I find like I always go to these volcanic islands. But Bali is an island in Indonesia, if you didn't know. And the main religion of Bali is Hindu, where most of Indonesia is Muslim. And they just have this really beautiful connection to their spirituality and the earth. And they're the sweetest people. And it's beautiful. And it's very affordable. It's a really great place. And when I was there before, I just met so many people that had really great transformational experiences. So yeah, I invite you, whether you come on my retreat or just start to plant the seed, to check out Bali and consider going there, because it's a pretty wonderful place on this planet.
I'm going to have to re-listen to this recording, this podcast. I love the description that you used regarding the volcano coming up and erupting and creating this beautiful lush paradise. And it wouldn't surprise me if you believe in past lives, if somewhere in one of your past lives, that was a part of your reality, you know, some type of island living was part of your reality. It would be really cool to sit down and chat with you about that. So we might have to have a conversation beyond here, Beth.
Okay, oh my gosh, I would love to.
Yeah, let's do that.
true.
Yeah, you come to my studio one day and we'll do that. That would be so amazing. We'll have a conversation about the elevation of your soul in its life. That would be so amazing. So we're down to the wire. We only have about a minute and a half or so left. And listeners, I want to remind you, all of Beth's information will be on the Soulful Living page, and you'll get a 15% discount for Barefoot and Free if you enter the promo code Terry. And Beth, I thank you. First of all, thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the opportunity to be at Barefoot with you and just to hang out with all of the amazing people and taste some things myself. I love for my guests to leave the listeners with something to take out into the day to elevate their soul. What would that be for you?
I would tell them to go outside today and to be barefoot and to try, even if you're in the city, even if you're somewhere where you don't feel like you have a big spot of nature, there's always parks. Sometimes it's even your backyard. You know, it doesn't have to be somewhere super expansive that's hours away. You can find somewhere close by you and just connect to the elements of Mother Nature and notice how she can influence how you feel. When you're barefoot on the ground, you can absorb some of her healing vibration. And even just, you know, spending a little bit of time outside today, and if you're in the north or somewhere where you are in this northern hemisphere of warmth, I mean, just notice the abundance right now of life, you know, the flowers, the trees, the birds, everything that's just so alive right now. Take time to be outside today and to notice life is so beautiful. And we are so blessed that we're alive and that we get to be here right now. You know, I mean, how amazing is that? Such a gift.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you again for being here. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in August.
Me too. Thank you so much, Terry. This was so fun.